This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the Root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root here on USA Radio Network. By the way, you can always reach me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. That's my email. Love to hear from you. WayneRoot@gmail.com. My website, Root for America. We've made so many changes, spent a lot of money, created a top-notch website. All my commentaries, all my videos, all my columns, they're all there. WayneRoot@gmail.com and RootForAmerica.com. And you get my opinions all day long, not at Twitter. I've been banned for life from Twitter, and that's a badge of honor. But at Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R, Parler.com. And at RealWayneRoot is my tag at Parler.com. At RealWayneRoot. Let me do something in real time here. I just want to look real quick because they said that the Apple Store is bringing Parler back, and they were not back as of last week. I want to see if they're back yet, but I'm sure sometime this week they will be back, and it looks like they're not back yet. So I don't know how long it takes to get back on, but Apple said they were accepting Parler again, so hopefully this week they'll be back. A few I told you so's. I told you that the border is a nightmare that will take this country down. Three illegal alien MS-13 gang members in the sanctuary state of New York have been charged with murdering a 31-year-old mother in a brutal attack. MS-13 gang members Rigel Yohario, Alan Lopez, and Jose Sarmiento, all of whom illegal aliens, were arrested and charged with murder, criminal possession of a weapon, concealment of a human corpse, and tampering with evidence in the death of Nazareth Tamer Claire, the mother of an 8-year-old boy. Rodolfo Lopez, a fourth suspect, also an illegal alien, also an MS-13 gang member, has been arrested and charged with concealment of a human corpse and tampering with evidence. Last week, Queens County prosecutors say Yajero Lopez Sarmiento beat Tamer Clore, the young mother, with a baseball bat before hacking her to death with machetes in the neighborhood of Far Rockaway. Then the MS-13 gang members wrapped up her body, stuffed her in the trunk of a car, before taking off for Long Island, New York. Beautiful girl, by the way. Days before the alleged murder, Tamer Clore, that's the girl who was murdered, obtained a protection order against her boyfriend, 28-year-old Alejandro Henriquez, also an illegal alien, also an MS-13 gang member. Tamer Clore has reported Henriquez for choking her on April 9th. So all of this just happened in the last few days. So her life was fine till April 9th when she gets choked out by her boyfriend. She reports him to the police and gets a restraining order, and they beat her to death with baseball bats months before. Oh, so this bad thing's been happening for a long time to this poor girl. In January, she was punched in the face multiple times by Henriquez before he hit her with a metal pipe, and he pleaded guilty for the attack. Police say they witnessed MS-13 gang members stuffing her body in the trunk of the car and began tailing the suspects. Her body was discovered after police pulled the suspects over. All five MS-13 gang members are in police custody. They all have detainers placed on them by ICE. A request that New York officials turn them over to ICE should they be released, but you know they're not going to. New York, though, has one of the most expansive sanctuary state policies whereby local law enforcement agencies are prohibited from cooperating with ICE, and thus illegal aliens with pending charges against them are often released from police custody instead of being arrested and deported. Last month, an illegal alien MS-13 gang member in Long Island was arrested for his involvement in the murder of a 19-year-old, and he'd previously been convicted of second-degree murder. So you just have to understand, this is happening all the time. All the time. And it's interesting because, again, you know, I told you this whole show is going to be an I Told You So show from Wayne Allyn Root. Former police lieutenant warns public safety crisis coming as officers begin exodus from law enforcement. How many times have I told you that police are all retiring and quitting in record numbers? And there's just not going to be enough police to go around. And it's happening all over this country. I told you so. I told you that the only hope to keep us alive for the next 2 years till we take over the Congress, and then in 4 years if we have any chance to win the presidency, the only thing keeping us alive is Joe Manchin, United States Senator, West Virginia, Democrat, in a very conservative state, filled with coal miners, filled with people whose lives depend on the coal industry, people who expect him to be conservative. And he is the most conservative Democrat, but that's not saying much. He still votes with Democrats 70% or more of the time. But I said he's our only hope. I said I really hoped he'd switch to Republican. I really wish he would, like our North Las Vegas Mayor John Lee just recently switched from lifelong Democrat to the Republican Party and has an announcement to make soon, I hear. Something's coming up soon. He's running for something big in Nevada as a Republican. And Democrat Manchin, I keep saying, is our only hope. And if only we could flip him to Republican. Well, he praises the GOP infrastructure proposal and backs a targeted approach, a more targeted version of President Biden's sprawling $2 trillion infrastructure package. I do think they should be separated, he says. When you start putting so much into one bill, which you call an omnibus bill, it makes it very difficult for the public to understand. So, you know, look, he's a key figure. Republicans have made a counterproposal. He seems to be behind the Republican counterproposal. He also says he will not allow the filibuster to be killed, which means they're not going to be able to get so many things they need and desperately want to stuff through, like stuffing the ballot box and killing voter ID, passing the most ridiculous voter fraud bill in history. That means they could steal and rig every election. They won't get it if he will not end the filibuster. So I said Joe Manchin could be our hero. I said he's our only chance. I told you so. I was right so far. So far, he could very well be our only chance. I've also told you that the United States, all the big cities run by Democrats, are devolving into nightmares. Remember what Trump said about a lot of cities, a lot of countries around the world. They are holes. And they are. And that's what our big cities are in the United States. They're all crap holes. And so New York City records the most violent week this year with 46 separate shootings. 46! You have no idea how much trouble big cities are in. New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Detroit, Baltimore, New Orleans, big cities, Cleveland. These cities are rotting from the inside out, run by Democrats for 50, 100 years. And the people who live in them, who are mostly black and minority, their lives are misery, and they don't understand it's Democrats who have put them in this position. A summer of gun violence could be nearing for New York City. Can you imagine when it gets hot out and people get grumpy and irritable, how many shootings there are going to be? Mayor Bill de Blasio, a symbol of America's ultra-progressive left, cannot stop a wave of shootings and homicides. According to the New York Post, NYPD data reveals the metro area endured its bloodiest week so far this year. Shootings and homicides have erupted. 50 people shot in 46 separate shooting incidents over 7 days ending Sunday. Compared to the same time last year, violent crime has skyrocketed 300%. It's all going down. It's all going down. You can't walk through any of these neighborhoods. These neighborhoods that, you know, you're so worried about a white policeman shooting a black criminal who's mouthing off or attacking the white cop. Maybe you should worry about black-on-black crime. Maybe you should worry about nice black people trapped in these neighborhoods. Why are you voting Democrat? You're trapped in Democrat hellholes, and your life is misery. And you're at risk not of dying at the hands of a white cop. 99.9999999% you're at risk of dying. You, the black person in a black neighborhood, are at risk of dying at the hands of a black criminal. Just abysmal leadership in New York. Terrible, 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 abysmal leadership. In New York, in Chicago, in Baltimore, in Detroit, they're all corrupt. They're all on the take. They may be black. They couldn't give a crap about black people. All they care about is their own, enriching their own bank accounts. That's it. Here's what the data says about the myth of racism in police killings. There is no proof of it. Quite the opposite. In a study, the Crime Prevention Research Center found that when a white officer kills a suspect, the media usually mentions the officer's race. Think about it for a minute. White cop kills anyone, the media says it was a white cop. When the officer kills someone who's black, they never mention the race of the police officer. That's an actual study from the Crime Prevention Research Center. And then in 2017, Quinnipiac University proved that blacks aren't fed up with the police. Their study found blacks strongly support cops in their neighborhoods. 62% approve, 35% disapprove. A 2020 Monmouth University poll found 72% of both blacks and whites are satisfied with their local police. If blacks don't trust police, they presumably wouldn't turn to them as frequently as whites, right? Yet blacks report violent crime to police at a higher rate than either whites or Hispanics, even when controlling for income levels. Low and middle income blacks are 11 percentage points more likely to report violent crimes to police. And then they studied 2,699 police shootings across the nation. And officers killed blacks at a higher rate than their share of the population. 25% of suspects killed were black, but 45% were white and 16% Hispanic. But where are the deaths occurring? Black suspects tend to die in heavily black larger cities with giant populations. Whites are killed in smaller cities with small populations. Black and white suspects both equally likely to be involved in violent crime when they lose their lives in an officer's hands. There it is. The average city where blacks are killed have a 61% higher violent crime rate and murder rate than average white was killed.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on a...
You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. TrackGrabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule.
He with the gold rules.
Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been
been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you have...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
My associate producer, Chris O'Sullivan, and I were talking about some of the sporting, interesting sporting news of the weekend. First of all, the UFC, did you see the guy's kick? Oh, my gosh. The guy came out and kicked, and his leg snapped in half. Oh, my God. It looked like a rubber band. And he didn't even know it. He didn't look like he was in pain at first, because you're in shock, I guess. So he puts it back on the ground to step on it, and it crumbles like Humpty Dumpty. Oh, my God. His leg just crumbled backwards. Oh, my gosh. Oh! And then Gronkowski, the great tight end, Gronk, of the New England Patriots, originally now the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Brady's favorite tight end ever, one of the great tight ends in the history of football. I saw the most amazing video over the weekend. They had a helicopter hovering over a football field, and they dropped a football out of a helicopter from 600 feet up. No one's ever caught something that high before. So he made the Guinness Book of World Records, and he caught the football from 600 feet up, dropping out of a helicopter. It took him, I believe, three tries, and he came very close on the first two, too. But remember, can you imagine the speed, the velocity it's hitting your hands? It could break your wrist. It could break your fingers. I'm shocked the team let him do this. And then can you imagine tracking it in the air? There's wind blowing, and it's 600 feet up, and a helicopter's making its own wind. And the football must be moving and moving and moving. And he's circling under it. And he catched each time. It went right into his hands. But the first two times it bounced off his hands. The third time he caught it. And then the crowd went insane and mobbed him. And he just kept screaming. And everybody was screaming. And he set the new Guinness World Record. Amazing stuff. These athletes are just unbelievable. Can you imagine being like 6'6", 280-pound tight end. And you're fast like a thin, tiny running back. And you have hands that catch a football being dropped from a helicopter at 600 feet. And that's why he's one of the greatest tight ends in history. Catches everything. Sponsor of this segment of the show is ASI for Asset Strategies International. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver down for the year. Great news. Because you can buy low and sell high. That's the famous wisdom. And I've always lived by it. And every time gold goes down, I buy more. And you heard ASI's president, Rich Chechen, was on the show, I think Friday? I think it was either Thursday or Friday, probably Friday. So it was just a couple days ago he was on. And he talked about how over the last 10 years, gold has outperformed the stock market. And that's with a great stock market. Remember, the market was great under Obama, and it was even greater under Trump, greatest in history. And even in that situation, gold outperformed the stock market. So it's an amazing record, but nobody knows it because they won't talk about it in the media, just like they wouldn't talk about Hunter Biden's laptop. And I'll bet you after the Arizona forensic audit, we'll prove that Trump won the election and they'll make believe it never happened and they won't say a word about it. And all day long they talk stocks. No one ever talks gold in the media. Go to CNBC. They never mention gold. They couldn't care less about gold. When they mention gold, it's to tell you how bad gold is. And yet it beat stocks over the last 10 years. Come on. Now you know how good gold is. Liberals are such liars, cheats, frauds, scam artists. With everything going on, gold and silver may be your only salvation. And the main thing going on, by the way, is the border. It's Cloward Piven. Democrats are destroying the United States of America. Just as I learned at Columbia University all those years ago. Democrats' goal in life is to destroy this country, and they're doing it through the border, letting every Tom, Dick, and Harry in, every pedophile in, every child molester in, every sexual deviant in, every human trafficker in, every drug trafficker in. The Mexican drug cartel now controls the border. And I guarantee you they're bribing the Biden administration. I guarantee you they're bribing the Biden family. I guarantee you key Democrats are getting money by the billions put into Swiss bank accounts. Guarantee you. And so the country's going to hell. But gold and silver could be your only salvation. If you call ASI today, they'll get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. Half the standard premium other gold dealers charge while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today. Tell them Wainwright sent you. 800-831-0007. 800-831-0007. If you tell them War sent you, they will give you the best deals on the planet. 800-831-0007 or go to assetstrategies.com. When we get back, I'll tell you why Democrats are so afraid of the audit in Maricopa County, because there are some actually amazing statistics to tell you that are all circumstantial, but they really do paint the picture. It was impossible that Biden won Arizona. Impossible. And they're going to find literally hundreds of thousands of fake ballots, fraudulent ballots, no signature verified ballots, homeless people, dead people, people who moved, illegal aliens. Trump won Arizona. Positive.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris held a virtual meeting with the president of Guatemala. In that meeting, she said she values the partnership between the two countries. Harris also saying,
"And we want to work with you to address both the acute causes as well as the root causes in a way that will bring hope to the people of Guatemala that there will be an opportunity for them if they stay at home."
This on the news that the president has only checked off 12 of his 26 immigration actions he pledged to take during his first 100 days. The United States is announcing plans to provide 60 million AstraZeneca vaccine doses to other countries. White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt defending the timing of the vaccine release. He says few shots are still available right now, so there's no real time to be lost. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire here on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allyn Root, raw. Legislative Council for GOA, Gun Owners of America. The website's gunowners.org, gunowners.org. Mike Habben, you're with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
Hello, Wayne Allyn Root, and hello, Las Vegas.
So, it's, and by the way, this show is nationally syndicated. I happen to be in Las Vegas.
Hello, America.
Yeah,
hello, America.
We dominate afternoon drive in Vegas, but we are all over the country. And so we welcome you to Vegas and the country. The Supreme Court, big decision today. I've had so much news today, Mike, that I haven't even gotten to this news piece. The Supreme Court is going to hear their first major gun case in a decade. Tell everybody what this case is about. I think it's pretty exciting stuff.
Isn't that interesting? There are a whole bunch of cases in the country dealing with whether states can effectively prohibit people from carrying guns and using guns in order to protect themselves and their families when they're not in their homes. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, interestingly, has just upheld Hawaii's law saying only the rich and famous can carry guns and protect their families on the street. And now the Supreme Court, it appears to be ready to say, you don't just have a right to have a gun in your home to protect your family, you have a right to carry one on the street, even if you're not a big celebrity.
Yeah, you should. I mean, none of it makes sense to me. And I was born and raised in New York. I lived there 27 years. Then I moved to California. Now I've lived 20 years in Vegas. I kind of forgot the restrictive rules in places like New York and California. You know, in Vegas, I have a gun in my home. I have a gun in every room in my home. I have a gun in my house, in my car. When I go for a walk at night in the park with my dogs and my fiance, we're both carrying guns. It's all completely legal. I've even got a concealed carry permit. But in New York and California, those things don't go, right? You can't do those things.
Well, I went to law school in New York, and I lived a lot of my time in Washington, D.C., and worked for the United States Senate. There's one time in my life when I had someone hold a gun to my head and begin to pull the trigger. That was in Washington, D.C., when guns were completely and totally banned, virtually all types. But guess what? If this kid had no problem shooting me through the head, which was a felony, he certainly had no problem illegally carrying that gun. And the only thing Washington's gun laws meant was that this kid knew that I was disarmed and that he could kill me without any fear that I would fire back.
Well, how come, by the way, how come you're alive to talk to us today? What happened exactly?
It's like either the gun jammed or I ran as fast as I could with him and his friends running after me. Guess what? I ran a lot faster. I had a lot more on the line.
Wow. Yeah, I've had one of those incidents, too. In high school, I was almost killed with a guy with a machete. Not a gun, but a machete who tried to stick it through my brain. So I'm very lucky to be alive. The two of us are talking right now. We're both very lucky to be alive today. There was one thing changes, and we're both dead, and nobody's here right now. So I'm glad you're here with us, Mike, and I'm glad I'm here with us. So good stuff.
Well, my brother, I mean, he grew up in Kansas City. As an adult, woke up in the middle of the night, and a drug dealer is standing over his bed at 3 a.m., my brother reaches into his nightstand, pulls out his gun, stands the guy down until the police arrive. No one dies as a result of that. I am convinced that had my brother not had that gun, or had he had a trigger lock, or had he had a smart gun, he would have died a lot earlier than he did.
Right.
So
I think
the one thing we know is that guns save lives. Gun control laws kill people.
No question. But what I haven't gotten out of you yet, entertaining stories and good interview, but tell me about this specific Supreme Court case. I believe the ruling could pave the way for people to carry concealed weapons without getting a permit, I guess, in New York State.
Yeah, well,
right?
Or maybe. maybe there are 20 states in the country that are constitutional carry states that allow you to carry without a permit. Their position is you don't have to get the government's permission in order to save your own life and the life of your families. This case was brought by the New York Rod and Pistol Association, and who knows how it'll come out. It may very well say you can require a permit, but you can't do like New York and Hawaii and California do and District of Columbia and issue permits that the little people never get. Issue permits that the only people who get them are the Dianne Feinsteins and the people who are celebrities and have money and have power. That, if I had to make a guess, that's where I'd guess that the Supreme Court is going to come out on New York Rod and Pistol. We had heard for a long time that it was considering taking this case. We heard that it met to consider taking it the very day that the Ninth Circuit said Hawaii can virtually ban anyone on the street from carrying a gun. And my guess is that there's a rule of law called a circuit split. And that means that the Supreme Court, when it sees all sorts of different circuit courts below it taking all sorts of different positions, it's much more likely to take the case so there will be a unified rule of law nationally. I guess that at the end, even if the state is allowed to issue a permit, it's not allowed to issue a permit only to the rich and famous.
Right, that would be discrimination. How can you discriminate against somebody who isn't rich and famous? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Well, happens if Dianne Feinstein or Nancy Pelosi. I mean, when the mobs are burning down neighborhoods, they don't care. When the mobs are coming from them, all of a sudden, they care.
Right. Well, I remember in 92, I believe 92 was the year of the L.A. riots. It was either 92 or 93, but yeah. I think it was 92.
And the Koreans stood on the roof of their establishments with their semi-automatic, quote, assault rifles, close quote.
Yes, they
did. And that's the reason why their establishments weren't burnt to the ground.
Correct. And I lived in the Hollywood Hills at the time, and from my deck I could see out at the entire Los Angeles. I was an anchorman on CNBC, and I had a beautiful home overlooking the whole city all the way to the ocean. And I saw flames and smoke everywhere. Everything was on fire. And all my liberal friends who had always, their wives were always horrified that Wayne Root had guns. But they knew I had guns, so guess what happened? All my liberal friends who had made fun of me or their wives said, what a terrible person. They all wanted to come to my house with their families because I was the only guy they knew with a gun. And they were all so scared that all the people in the black neighborhoods, these are all the white liberals who absolutely love affirmative action and love all these things liberal.
Yeah.
But they were so scared that black people...
Bands.
Right. They were so scared that... And send their kids to all-white private schools, by the way, live in all-white neighborhoods. And they were so scared of marauding bands of black people with guns coming to their Beverly Hills and Brentwood neighborhoods. They all wanted to come to my home because they knew Wayne Root had a gun. So, you know, they're all the same. They're a bunch of hypocrites.
Yeah, when the criminals come to the Capitol, it's something different. I have a friend who worked for Tom DeLay at the time he ran the House of Representatives. And in the late 90s, a criminal actually broke through, shot the police at the metal detector, broke into the Capitol, went through the back door of DeLay's office, and started coming down the hall. If he went left, he would be standing face-to-face with my friend, and he would die. If he went right, he would be standing face-to-face with Officer Chestnut, and he would die. He went right, and Chestnut died in the line of duty as a hero. But my friend, while he was waiting to decide whether he was going to live or die, the one thing that went through his mind is, I wish I had a gun.
Of course. Of course. How could you not? I don't get it. You know, it's like when I walk my dog every night and we're armed, right? There's nothing to worry about. There's nothing anyone could ever do to me. I know I'm safe. If you took that gun away, I could never walk a dog in the dark at 10 or 11 o'clock at night. You'd be completely open to being murdered or robbed or your girlfriend or wife raped But with a gun, you're safe. You know, you just fire it in the air in self-defense, and they'll run. They'll scatter. So, you know, and if you have to use it, God forbid, you use it, and you're safe. Guns are a fantastic thing in the hands of law-abiding citizens. But what a scary world if we didn't have the right to have a gun. I don't know how people would ever walk around and feel safe. I have no idea. Thank God I live in Nevada. Thank God I live in Las Vegas. Let's talk about mass shootings in the time we have left. We've got about a minute and a half or so, and I just want to reiterate to everybody out there how false the narrative is the media gives about mass shootings. Go ahead.
Look at the mass shootings. Look at Colorado. Look at Indiana. Both of them had red flag, middle-of-the-night gun confiscation laws. Colorado had virtually every gun control law you could think of, and its governor, Hickenlooper, was rewarded with a Senate seat for making Colorado completely and totally unsafe. We know that in the Aurora shooting and in the Boulder shooting, the shooter chose someplace where he knew people would be unarmed and wouldn't fire back.
It was gun control
which killed those people.
Gun-free zones, right? That's where all this mass shootings happen, right? Gun-free zones. Every time there's a shooting, it's in a gun-free zone shopping center, it's a gun-free zone supermarket, it's a gun-free zone high school, it's a gun-free zone Virginia Tech, it's wherever
movie
you can have
theater.
Guns. Yeah, movie
the
theater,
Aurora
right.
shooter went by a movie theater which allowed guns and chose a movie theater where he knew there would be no other guns but the ones he had.
All right, my audience is on your team, on your side. Mike Hammond, attorney, legislative counsel for GOA, Gun Owners of America. The website, again, gunowners.org, gunowners.org. Check it out. Donate some money. Join the organization. They're good for all of us. They're protecting law-abiding gun owners. Thank you, Mike Hammond. God bless. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I'm in the final days of my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all of the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase, join right now at 888-444-8895. 888-444-8895. Mention WAR, and during the month of February, you and your loved one get 2-for-1. That's right, buy one, get one free. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, so solid. This is Wayne Allen Root, by the way. The Root's on fire. Great article out there. This is why the Democrats are so afraid of a valid audit in Maricopa County. We knew it was garbage when Arizona was called for Biden by Fox News on election night. There are numerous reasons why this was unreasonable and unbelievable. Here are some of the more obvious reasons. One was the attendance at an event less than a month from the election where both Biden and Kamala Harris were in Phoenix, and there was no one there. The news reporter even said, there's no one here. This was consistent with events before the election for Biden across the country. But he literally had nobody at his Phoenix event. Trump had more than 1.1 million people attend his events nationwide. Biden had less than 2,000 between Labor Day and Election Day. Nationwide, 2,000 people came out to see Biden, 1.1 million Trump. Trump had massive crowds. Biden had people in circles, five people, six people. They were close to zero at his Biden-Harris rally in Phoenix. But Trump rallies were massive even when he wasn't there, right? In Vegas, I did all these Trump rallies. I had 5,000 to 10,000 people at every one of them. Trump wasn't there. On one occasion, a Trump car rally in Arizona was estimated at 96 miles long. And by the way, I'm a witness because I was the star of an event in Scottsdale, Arizona, about a week before the election, and everywhere that I drove in Phoenix, Scottsdale area, was a Trump parade. They were everywhere. Trump car parades broke out all over Phoenix. Arizona was Trump territory, man. He didn't lose that state. Biden became the first Democrat presidential candidate to win Arizona since Bill Clinton in 96. He won the state by a mere 10,000 votes. He was the first Democrat presidential candidate to win Maricopa County in 72 years since Harry Truman in 1948. But it's even worse than that. In 2016, Trump won Arizona by 91,000 votes. Trump beat Hillary in Maricopa by 44,000. Therefore, Arizona swung by 100,000 votes. There were a total number of votes in Arizona in 16 between Trump and Hillary, 2.4 million. In other words, when you add together Trump and Hillary, 2.4 million votes. Trump and Biden in 2020? 3.3 million votes. So that means the number of votes increased by in the state by 920,000 out of 3 million? Almost a million new votes out of 3 million, an increase of 40%? But somehow Biden couldn't get one person to come to a rally in Arizona? And yet he increased the number of votes over Hillary by 500,000? Biden was brain dead with no excitement. Hillary, the most famous woman in all of politics. And he beat her by 500,000 votes in one state, 44% more votes than Hillary? This suggests everybody was excited about Joe Biden in Arizona, but nobody came to any of his events? In Maricopa County, Biden won nearly 50% more votes than Hillary. He increased the number of votes from 2016 by 48%. And again, he couldn't fill a parking lot. The only way Biden could beat President Trump in Arizona and Maricopa County was cheating. And that's why Democrats don't want a valid audit performed by Maricopa County. That's why they're scared to death, because they know they cheated. It's the only way they could have won. Now, Boris Epstein was in the media today with Steve Bannon in the War Room, and he discussed what's going on in Arizona. And the interesting thing is that the judge recused himself in the case because the auditors hired an attorney who interned with the judge previously, Judge Curry. When the new attorney was introduced today for the first time, the judge was forced to resign. And it just so happens that they put in a new judge that's a big liberal Democrat. They are so scared they're going to try anything they can to stop this. Anything they can to stop the audit. Because they know they cheated. They know we're going to find they cheated. And when we find they cheated, because we're easily going to make up 10,000 votes. When we find they cheated, then we know they stole Clark County, Nevada, too, which is Las Vegas. And then we know they stole Georgia and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Michigan. Speaking of Michigan, by the way, Michigan mask requirement is extended to toddlers. Do you understand? The whole world is getting rid of masks. And new studies were out over the weekend saying masks don't work. Masks are a joke. Masks make people sick. And new studies showing social distancing is a joke. It doesn't work. Studies showing lockdowns don't work. Dr. Fauci admitting over the weekend that masks are totally unnecessary outdoors. Nobody needs a mask outdoors. And Michigan extends its mask mandates to include toddlers. Change is going to affect today. Tell you more. We get back for hour number three. Sponsor of this hour was VRA, Vertical Research Advisory. Three easy letters to remember, VRA and KIP for Kip Herridge, the founder and owner of VRA, the magic man, the Nostradamus of Wall Street. Founded VRA in 2003. It's been 18 years. His top performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. It's a fantastic newsletter. I don't know how you wake up in the morning without reading it. It tells you everything you need to know about the economy and stocks and bonds and real estate and gold and Bitcoin. Let him prove how good it really is. He's offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. When you say war, Wayne Allyn, just go to VRAinsider.com. VRAinsider.com. That's VRAinsider.com. 2 weeks free. VRA.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.